The lodge was organized in 1911, and we commemorated it on the day it was it started on November 26th. Last November, we had a Youth Heritage Day. And then I think they met like in a back room of a saloon or something back in the day. And then in 1912, I think it took the builders 3 months to build the hall. And I think they moved in around Christmas of 2012.
It's amazing they could do it that fast. I remember looking through some of those old newspapers and some of the discussion about the need for a hall and a place to gather and have social functions and have you poured back through any of that history? And
I think in Petersburg it was the only social hall, because looking back on some of the minutes, a lot of the other organizations met there. Of course, I think everybody knows the basketball team, that was the gym, and the old hoop is still there. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure when the gym was built. I think it was in the late 30s, early 40s, maybe. And from the early days, when it was first built, it was known to have the best dance floor in the territory. Mm. And the way the wood is laid is herringbone style, so it's made for dancing, you know, around like the folk dancing around in a, you know, around the room. Mm-hmm. And we got the new floor in a few years ago, and it's the same design.
It's had a lot of upgrades in the past few years.
Yes, we have, and still are hoping to do more.
Okay. Well, what's planned on April 7th for the 100th?
Well, April 7th is going to be our big celebration, 100th celebration, and Sally Dwyer has been working really hard at getting it organized. I've been working on the historical part and helping Sue Paulson, who will be our MC, with the entertainment part. And we have out-of-town guests coming. We have Dan Rood and his wife Betty from Missoula, Montana, and he's our international president. Waldo and Jane Buing are from Redmond, Washington, and Waldo is our district president. He will be here. And also Mart and Shell Christensen from Anchorage, and Mart is our international vice president. And Earlene Stevenson is from Edmonds, Washington, and she's the international director from District 2. And, of course, Sally Dwyer, our very own Sally Dwyer, is our zone director, so she's also a district officer.
And so all those dignitaries will be there, and it's a dinner planned, and
what else? Yes, it's a Scandinavian dinner with fish cakes and meatballs with gravy, peas, three different salads, and then Glow's getting a crew together to make blitkaka for dessert. So it's a wonderful cake that, you know, it's just to die for, type dessert that everybody loves. And then, since there are some gluten-free people in our lodge, our fish cakes are gluten-free. It's potato flour instead of wheat flour. And then there'll also be a gluten-free dessert.
And the time is?
The social hour will begin at 5:30.
Okay.
And then the dinner will be at 6. And if you... And the tickets are $25, and with that ticket, when you come in, you will receive a ticket, a raffle ticket for the quilt, which we'll be raffling off that night. Sally and the Muskeg Moliers made it, and it's beautiful. It's got Scandinavian colors, so it's very nice. And then we also have a really special surprise we will be presenting to the members that night, and I think it'll be a fun evening, especially with Sue Paulson being our MC.
She'll be doing some of the history.
Yes, well. History and some fun little skits and some singing. And it'll just be a fun evening and see what happens after that.
And this is the big event to mark the 100th anniversary of the hall itself for the year. You know, do you have other things planned during the year?
Yes, we do. This is our big sit-down dinner, kind of formal dinner, and it's going to be adults only. But in the fall, we're planning on have after one of our fall potlucks, we'll have a big membership picture with all the kids. And that's how we could really tell how old the pictures are by looking at how old the kids are in the pictures. And then also in April, Sunday the 29th, it's really hard to pick a date. That's good for everyone, but right now it's Sunday the 29th. We're going to have a professional photo taken of all the bunads. All our members, you know, could wear their bunads for a picture.
Of course, Little Norway, not too far off. So that's the big festival of the year.
Yeah, and then right after this party, you know, we need to regroup and start planning for the style show and the coffeehouse.